Welcome to Wellness Renaissance and Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets podcast, supporting you on your unique journey to finding your best health. Hey there, and welcome to the Wellness Renaissance podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I am excited to share this interview with you today. I went to the Tortoise and Hare shoe store and hung out with Jim in their office, and we had a really great conversation that I'm about to share with you, but I want to throw a few thoughts out there beforehand. Part of what is so fun and such a huge drive for me to do this podcast is to share information with you guys, the listeners, about people and places who are doing things well and right and with integrity that have pieces to our health puzzle that help us move forward and discover what those might be for us. I feel really strongly about this one for many reasons. One is that for me personally, shoes are a huge challenge, and you hear me bring that up in the interview. It's always been stressful buying shoes, not sure if they're going to work. If they don't work, can I take them back? The Tortoise and the Hare has been just a huge support for me on this, because I the first time I shopped there was 10 years ago, and I know that because actually it's more towards getting close to 11 now. It was right before I went to India, and I had moved to Duluth, and I didn't have shoes to go to India with. I didn't have tennis shoes. I needed to get some, and I was leaving in a few weeks. I knew in India they were not going to have shoes my size. I'm a 10 and a half, so I knew that that wasn't going to happen. So I needed to go with something good. And in the Twin Cities, where I'd lived before, there was a shoe store, and I'm going to give a shout out to Peterson's Shoes in Anoka. I think they're still going strong, as best I can tell from my little Google search. They were the first shoe store that showed me what a good shoe store does and how it operates, and I found shoes there that actually work for my feet. But going to a lot of the other shoe stores, I did not. I felt pressured to buy shoes. It was very clear to me they were selling on commission, and you know, it's fine to work on commission, but when I, the customer, am very aware of that and feeling pressured so you can make a paycheck, not my favorite thing. Not to mention that they typically didn't have shoes in my size, or they had very few options, so I was locked in to what they had and then pressured to buy them. Tortoise and Hare was suggested to me. I bought the two pair of shoes, went to India, and they worked great, which was just fantastic, and I've basically been a customer ever since. Jim and Mary are typically there, and I can get the help that I need and try some new things when I'm looking for something different, which is just fantastic. So that's why this is important to me to share, and hope that it reaches some other folks who might be needing something different for their feet and for their comfort. And this isn't just my experience. I have known multiple people who have weird feet issues going on, and they have found some really great things at Tortoise and Hare. After the interview, I will come back and I will share some more details about how to find them, as well as the 2018 dates for the Zilch class, which you can find on their website, and I will share that with you later. Here we go. Enjoy the conversation. Jim from Tortoise and Hare, the guru king of Tortoise and Hare. So I want you to tell me about Tortoise and Hare and how you got here. What brings you to this place in your life of having Tortoise and Hare, because it's your store, and what drives you every day to come in and work and help folks?
Well, my wife and I were always involved in people stuff, coaching mainly, coaching college athletes. I did basketball and baseball. My wife did volleyball and basketball. So it was one of those fun jobs that you're on the road a lot, and you wanted to probably eventually, as we had kids, be closer to family. Instead of being on a spring baseball trip with 32 guys you probably didn't want to be with for 10 or 11 days anyway. And you weren't at home doing what you should be doing. So I told Mary that we should find something we can do that doesn't center on recruiting athletes and being gone from home and blah, 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 watching millions of games, which I love doing. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to find something. So a friend of ours said there was a franchise you could get of the athlete's foot. And they had a computer that analyzed motions and pressures and gait. And you could put people into the proper shoes for their running and their walking. And, you know, we're pretty impulsive. I mean, we studied it a little bit, but we thought, wow, this sounds really great. So that's exactly what we decided. This is what we jump on. We would we put all our business classes together, which was it totaled zero, and said, hey, we can do this. You know, and it was probably the biggest education and probably the best education on what you can do and and learning a process and learning how you do things, and every day there's something new to learn.
Now you're Tortoise and Hare.
Now we're Tortoise and Hare, and we used to be the Athlete's Foot, which was a franchise, and we wanted to do it our own way, and so Mary said, we do as many runners as we do walkers, and maybe even more walkers, so let's be Tortoise and Hare, like the old fable, you know,
right.
You could get there faster, you can get there slow, and you can get there in between, and we'll service everybody.
Part of the reason that I'm here talking to you is because what I like to do is, I like to learn from doing these interviews and podcasts, but it's also to highlight people that I've had awesome experiences with. And when I moved to Duluth, and I'm not an easy foot to fit, and have learned the value of quality shoes and the value of not quality shoes. And when I came up here, I finally found you guys, and you guys were super duper helpful in helping me find the right walking shoe. I sat in the store for like half a day to find it. You guys are very patient, and that was very valuable to me. And then also I found running shoes, and they were the right running shoes first off. That was my big experience of, oh my goodness, because I, A, didn't think I could run, which I turned out to be able to. B, didn't think I was going to easily find a pair of running shoes. You guys helped me with that. First pair worked great. Same with my trail shoes. So I didn't have to spend a lot of time in pain, which was really nice. So your expertise goes a long way with helping people to be able to get into the right thing and to be able to move. I want you to tell me the importance of a good shoe. What I feel is the importance of a good shoe has allowed me to do the things that I didn't think I could do. In the wrong shoe, standing and walking is very, very, very unpleasant, and it certainly doesn't encourage one to continue or to start doing something. Obviously, having the right shoe is huge for me to do that, and having the support and being able to come back if something isn't right. So that's why I think it's important to have good shoes and good shoe store. You tell me why you think it's important to have good shoes.
Well, it's just what you said. It's important to at least be able to get out the door. And it's like, you know, I'd like to make a good breakfast, but if I open the refrigerator and there aren't any eggs or there aren't any, there's no orange juice or whatever, and I don't have bread for toast, and I'm not going to do a very good job having breakfast even. So you have to have somewhere to start, and you have to have something to give you a little bit of motivation. So you put your shoes on, and you know, at least my feet aren't going to hurt. At least I'm not buying a new pair of shoes, and I have to break them in, which I'm putting my little quotations up, because when people say that to me, you don't break in shoes. Your shoes are ready to go as soon as you put them on your feet. And, you know, I still have some shoes in my closet. And the shoes that we have in our closet are there for a reason, because they don't feel good.
Yep.
They're the wrong size. They hurt. They squeak. They do all kinds of things.
Pinch your toes.
And they're horrible. And then you throw them back in the closet thinking, boy, you know, someday I'll have a use for those. And the best use is to donate them to somebody else who might have the right foot for it.
Right.
Our whole idea was to get people into the right product. And this computer, you know, the whole idea of starting a store and with the aid of a computer to find out your arch and gate was tremendous. And then not every store does this, but we just thought, well, we should offer a guarantee that if you try this for 30 days and it doesn't really work, then you should come back. And because you shouldn't have that one more miserable pair of shoes in your closet and say, well, that didn't work for me. We want you to come back so we can figure that out. And it's like part of that, we want a lifetime relationship. We don't want to make a single sale to you, because we haven't gotten any place that way. And you know that we're always going to give you that consistent kind of service here. I'm not trying to be a salesperson, but just saying it's important to have the right gear. And what I didn't realize after is shoes are important, and then so are the socks that go inside of the shoes, and the gear that you put on, from your, you know, the shorts to the tops to whatever. If you are out in the heat, you should have a task top that wicks heat or manages heat on your body. Or if you're cold, you should have something that, you know, there's a million different kinds of products, and there's every brand of shoes and every brand of clothing makes good products, and they also make some real dogs. And you just have to know how to differentiate, and not every shoe, because your sister or your aunt or your you know, your buddy down the street told you, boy, these shoes are the best things I ever had, that doesn't mean it's the best shoe for you. It just means for them they found a best shoe. Yours may be something totally different. And it probably is, unless your foot is perfectly identical. Then, and if it's the same and you have the same size, then just grab their shoes and
right. But you guys also have great stuff for winter. And I keep finding that people don't know about the spikes, that you guys have a decent selection of all different types, which are great for winter, even if you're not an active sports person in the winter. Just to get from your car to your house sometimes safely is huge.
Just think of the last few weeks, you know, when it got cold, and if everybody had their driveways perfectly cleaned off, which we did, and then it kind of rained a little bit or drizzled, and then it froze, and then we get snow. So just watching people, the number of people who've come in here after that, right, who've fallen, it's amazing. So, you know, prevent slips and falls. That's a whole other thing with the spikes. And we have the spikes that you can put on the bottom of your shoes. You know, you can wrap them around, so it's like a covering, like an old overshoe was. Or we have also the boots and the shoes that have spikes built into them with carbide tips that are never going to wear out. You can wear them in a building and you're not going to slip because they have protection on them. They have rubberized spikes as well. And then to the gear, you know, we've had Loki. We kind of fell in love with this product that has morphing outerwear from just a regular looking jacket or sweatshirt. And when you get a little breeze coming and you want to cover your neck to make you a little bit warmer, it has a built-in face gaiter, neck gaiter, and it's got a hood, and then you can also use the mitts that are built into it, which you wouldn't normally notice. And it's kind of a cool thing when you do it in front of somebody the first time and you pull a mitts, put the mitts on your hands. You go, wow, what did you just do? Do that again. So everybody who ever gets one of these becomes a little advertiser for us. But it's a great product, and that also, when you're too warm, so you know the temperature does change around here. Mm-hmm. So it gets warm, and you can pack it into itself, so it becomes a backpack. And I have a rain jacket that's now probably 12 years old that I've been wearing in the Boundary Waters and walking dogs and whatever. But, you know, every time it stops raining, I can just pack it right up. And then I can also put the gear inside of it, like a water bottle and a camera and whatever, my lunch, if I need to bring a lunch.
Like you say, the weather here is so, you can walk, you know, go from one part of Duluth to the other in 10 minutes, and it's many degrees difference, and it's nice to just, I hope I didn't have to grab my gloves, they're right here. Right. Talk about the difference between, I'm thinking of going to, you know, Payless. I don't even know if Payless exists anymore. Payless, or just a store that has shoes,
yep,
versus the shoes that you guys sell.
And that's one thing we learned, because it was hard for me. We were both in education, which would make us be on the frugal side, I think, as you look at people and things they will spend money on and whatever. But if your feet are healthy, there aren't a whole lot of issues. You could buy a pair of shoes from a big box store, and you could go and run a marathon if your feet are healthy. With that, if you're going to run a marathon, you're probably going to put some stresses on your feet that you wouldn't normally do. And then you want a little bit of protection. You want a better shoe that has maybe more cushioning in it. Also, maybe a piece of dual density foam that keeps your feet from overpronating. Everybody pronates when you run it. It means you get from your heel to the big toe and next toe to toe off. That's just what pronation is. That's a normal function of the body. But overpronation is when your feet tip in, or your ankles, yes, tip in as you're walking or running. And underpronation or supination is when your feet roll way to the outside. I've got one of those. I used to have one of those feet, but it's changed a bit. And we do change as we get older. We get our feet not only change where your arches might drop, but they get longer. They also probably get a little bit wider. So what you wore when you graduated from school from high school. You know, your 10 and a half is probably now a 12, or your size 8 is now a 9 and a half. And don't let vanity get in the way of what really works for your foot. That's why we always measure when somebody says, "So I'm an 8. Yeah, okay. So we want to check that. And you know what? I don't know where we started with this question, but it was somewhere. It was back to the department store shoes.
Yes.
So when you need more of those parts and pieces, like the roll bar, the dual density foam, the nylon plastic roll bar that goes through it, different types of cushioning that allow for a rebound. There's two different kinds. One absorbs impact, and another kind of springs off. So they're set up in different parts of the shoe to make you function better. But in your department store shoe for $50 or $60, that's not in there. It's just ordinary EVA foam. And now these companies have spent millions of dollars trying to figure out what works better with each shoe, and they've done that. So you're paying for the technology. You know, the piece to put in might cost 50 cents, but mm-hmm. they charge us $10 for it. So it's
right.
The shoe comes in pieces and parts, and it gets built, and it has something for each type of foot and each type of arch. And that's the other thing. We know not all shoes that are built to be shoes to prevent overpronation are the same. You know, somebody has a higher arch and they overpronate, they should be in a... We do Saucony shoes for those feet most of the time. You have a little lower arch and you overpronate, then we would go to a Brooks shoe. You know, so they're all different. Some have a wider toe box, some have a narrower heel. And a lot of things prevent problems like plantar fasciitis, heel spurs. One thing I talk about at Grandma's, gearing up for Grandma's,
mm-hmm.
is shin splints.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3/4 of shin splints are just from shoes that aren't grippy enough in the heel to keep your foot from moving around. And without showing you, I can't really
right.
tell you, but if your foot's in the back of a shoe and it's moving back and forth, all those little attachments in the bottom part of your leg and your shin are tearing. They're tearing and ripping, moving around back and forth. And from the tearing, you get a hemorrhage. And every time you get some swelling, it's because of the, you know, hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
And they get tight. They get torn. So you have shin splints. And that's really a hard thing to get rid of. But if you get a good solid shoe with a narrow heel, and there's a couple brands that have narrow heels, that'll resolve that problem. You know, the other thing is like, so let's say we want to get narrower in the heel and grip that, and there's even some lacing techniques that help. One is called loop lacing to keep the heel secure. And then in the forefoot, you know, when you put on a shoe, people say, yeah, that feels good, and their toe might be right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They always tell them, if you're a runner especially, you should have the feeling of playing the piano with your toes. You know, you should maybe not hit every octave, but you should be able, even if you can't read music, you should be able to play the piano with your toes. And you know, you should have a little bit of freedom. Your feet should be able to splay. So there's some shoes that if you've got one of those, maybe not quite Fred Flintstone feet, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of straight across and you need a little bit more volume, we have shoes designed for that. There's a brand called Ultra and one called Topo that are very different foot-shaped shoes that give you more space up in the front. Continuing on with that, there's a problem that you can get in your forefoot. It's called a neuroma, which is kind of a squeezing and an impingement in the nerve, and you need to be able to have a shoe that's wider and allows your feet to splay out a little bit so you can get more blood supply and blood flow to those nerves. And a neuroma starts with kind of a deadening, and so you don't really notice it so much. And then it just picks a certain time, and it says, okay, let's hurt now.
Oh.
And, you know, when you get that pain, then you really need something that's going to allow that foot to spread apart. Otherwise, again, you don't want to get out and do your exercising.
Right.
No, because I know this is going to happen. It's the same with plantar fasciitis, and if you haven't had it, you know, years and years and years ago, there were ball players all over in every sport who had sore heels. What it was plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh.
Plantar fasciitis is another kind of a tearing of the fascia membrane on the bottom of your foot. And if you have it and you just get up out of bed in the morning, you know you have feet. And You know, it's if you have to run to the bathroom early in the morning, you just have to then decide, is it really that important to go to the bathroom or not? It can be really, really painful. I've had it twice, and I know, you know, and it takes a while to go away, mm-hmm. but there are shoes really built to help get rid of it and then prevent it after that. And there's no one thing that causes it. You can put on more weight. You can get older, which we all are doing every day. Every second of every day, we're getting older. So those tendons and ligaments and whatever, they're just not the same as they were yesterday. You know, so we're having problems and we don't even really know it. So there's things we can do to help with a myriad of problems and arthritis in your feet and gout and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. It becomes a whole thing of dominoes, you know, and it starts in your feet. And if your feet aren't supported by the right product then, then your knees are going to take a beating as well. And then you're going to adjust your knees and one of your hips is going to go down, up, or whatever it does. And then pretty soon your back is going to feel it. So usually when people come in because they've had department store shoes forever, and we get older and their back is sore, and they put them on and they stand up in here and go, oh my goodness. It's like life has changed for them. And it's a beautiful thing then.
Yeah. You kind of touched on the whole just having more types of shoes and different widths of shoes. And then if somebody, I'm guessing that if somebody needs something you guys don't have, you can probably help them find it. You know, when you go into those department stores or whatever, or off the rack, you're kind of just trying and hoping and seeing what might feel good instead of having somebody look at your foot and go, here's what I'm seeing, let's try this, and get it and giving you direction. That's, I think, another huge piece of what you guys offer too, is just more options and guidance with those options. Because I know that I have bought a ton of shoes that they kind of felt pretty good in the store, and then I got home and it was like, oh wait, these are not awesome.
And that's one of those things, usually, you know, people will try on something and it's better than what they have right now, mm-hmm. but then when they wear it a couple times in the house, they go, wow, this wasn't really much better. So that's why you have to try them. You have to have 30 days to go and do whatever you do and figure out, does this work for me or not? Let me just talk about a couple other common diabetic shoes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Diabetic shoes are typically, they have fewer seams. And they have a deeper toe box and a little wider. You know, for a long time, diabetic shoes were just almost a boot that was soft, squishy all over, like putting your foot into bags of marshmallows.
Okay.
And that's not always the solution.
Sometimes it sounds nice, but it probably really isn't.
Sounds great for a while, you know, but you still have so much motion and movement inside of the shoe then that you're not getting what you need. So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. Most of our shoes are diabetic-approved, and they have deep toe boxes, and they also accommodate people who have hammer toes. You know, hammer toes, which are when the knuckles kind of go back and curl up, and the shoe rubs on the top of them, and you mm-hmm. get rubbed raw. And if you are diabetic, pre-diabetic, it can be a horrid issue. You know, so you need to get something that works for your foot. It's the other thing of, you know, I need it wider. Well, then we would sell you a wide width here. I see people come in and I usually get, you know, I measured a 10.5, but I'll get me in a 12 because I need more width. Mm-hmm. Well, how about we get you in a 10.5 that's wide? And this could be the answer. Well, gee, nobody's ever had wides before. And it's a huge part of our business here, because people in this area tend to have bigger feet and wider.
Interesting.
It's part of our, there's a lot of Scandinavian heritage here, and that just seems to be where those feet are. So then rather than just trying to make somebody fit into a shoe, get the shoe that fits the foot.
I can't imagine running around in a shoe that's a size and a half larger. I mean, just have to, like, lifting your feet. That would just be so annoying.
Tripping constantly.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. What a relief for somebody to be able to, like, get in the right shoe and be like, oh, walking is like, oh, no.
Oh, that is good.
So one thing, you guys are awesome at supporting people who are sportsy. athletic folk. You're also great at working with the tortoises, who are maybe not. Maybe it's getting around on a daily basis, and maybe it's getting into switching over from tortoise to becoming a hare. So talk about some of the classes that you guys have.
The main class is a Zilch to 5K, and it's run by Eve Graves, and she does her initial meeting in our store, and people learn how to stretch, how to get ready for running. And by Zilch to 5K, it means zilch. If you have never, ever run one step in your life, this is your class. And it doesn't matter by the end of the class if you can run or not, but you'll walk further, and you'll walk with more confidence, and you'll walk and make friends, and you will find that maybe I will try to run a little bit, or maybe I'll try to run and walk. And we've been associated with Eve for several years now, and it's been amazing to watch the transformation of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Judy, you've experienced it.
Right.
Sometimes I think, oh boy, maybe this person isn't really ready for this class, you know.
You must have thought that a lot when I walked in the door.
You know, you just don't know how everybody's going to do or make it. And, you know, with somebody so encouraging and not demanding of you have to get to this, and we're really geared towards the tortoises. I mean, we can take care of all the hares who want to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the tortoises are really, it's kind of our passion. You know, it's they need the most help. Mm-hmm. They need the most encouragement. And that class, which is, it's every Tuesday and Thursday. And it turns into every Tuesday and Thursday and whatever weekends you want to join in, because you're invited all the time. Mm-hmm. Once you're in on year one, you're in. You know,
right.
So if you're looking for something to do on a weekend, you just have to find out what Eve is doing, because she's out. She's going to be skiing, she's going to be biking, she's going to be walking, running, whatever it might be. So that's our biggest deal. And this year, her trails class had almost 50 people.
Wow. So, I knew it was big. I didn't know it was that big.
It was crazy big. And people have heard about it, and more and more and more. It just grows and swells. And it's something that you can take with you then. You don't need necessarily the class after, but some people like to keep coming back to it. But you can do it on your own if you have to, but at least it gets you started. It gets you out the door again, and don't be afraid, you know, and don't be afraid if you haven't ever run or walked. And it's the main class we have, and it comes with a ski class also, you know, if you want to do that through the winter. That's always changing, and
right.
From snowshoeing to that. And something we're planning to do is have hikes. I don't really run much. I run a little bit when I'm out with my dogs and I'm on trails, you know. So we're strictly out in the woods characters when the three of us go. And they just need to run loose. And so I run a little bit then, but mainly I really like to walk. And there's so many places to see here. As I've got dogs that aren't particularly the most social critters, you know, we don't play well with others. We've had to find within 10 miles of town all kinds of different spots to go to that you don't run into anybody. But run into wolves once in a while, or run into something crazy, but there's tons to see out here, and that's what we want to do, is hook in with some naturalists and hook in with some people who know this, and so you can just come for a walk. And it might just be on a Saturday, it might be on a Sunday afternoon, but we'll get to that part of it too. We're involved with Grandma's Marathon, you know, which is a huge deal, again, for runners or walkers. You know, it's amazing. We've learned about the Galloway method, which is you start out by running 30 seconds and walking 30 seconds. And this Jeff Galloway is a former Olympian. So it's not just anybody saying you should do this, because he does it. And he's a former Olympian. And, you know, he's a talented runner. He just knows it's so much easier on him to run and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And he encourages people to do that. So I took the program, and I was amazed, because I'm not crazy about running.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did the run walk, it was, wow, I can actually do this.
That's cool.
I didn't hate it, you know.
Right.
So
it's always nice to not hate the movement that you're trying to accomplish.
Remember, we were old coaches, and running was punishment for us. So was so, you know, so running has become enjoyable when you do it in that run walk, and I can do that out in the woods as well.
That's an interesting thing too, for the fact that I think what I love about Zilch and trails is that if you don't love running, you get to be with other people, and so it kind of overrides the I don't love this, but this is okay. I like I like the people, I like the conversation, or whatever the case is. And sometimes it's that you've made the commitment, so you're going to go. You get into trails, which is a great way, like you say, to explore what's even around here, to learn what's around here.
Right.
And figure out, I mean, how many people haven't taken zilch and trails and realized, oh my gosh, I really like this trail running thing. But then to go out by yourself, so that's an interesting thing, to have that method by yourself that can be a little more, maybe for some people, okay, I can do this on my own and keep it up and have a different option. That's really cool.
Or you can pick one or two of those people and say, let's just keep doing this.
Right.
However it works out, but... I mean, for me, it's just going out because I have to every day.
Dogs are helpful with that.
Dogs are good because they're going no matter what.
Right, or if they aren't, they're going to let you know by tearing up your house that, hey, we got to move.
Exactly. So that's, we've discovered that that's what they need and have found a method. And have found just countless areas near Duluth. And I said 10 miles, but I probably go 20, just because I like to see different things, too. Mm-hmm. And we keep finding new territories.
Talk about your location hours, because you moved and some people aren't aware of that.
Right. We used to be located 6 blocks west of where we are now in a shopping center, 46th and Grand, the Denfeld Shopping Center. We've purchased a building at 40th Avenue West and Grand, and so it's nice to have our own spot, more visible. We have, a parking lot that's a little more convenient than what used to be there. Bigger space. We've probably added to our selection, which is good and bad, as a smart business person, you probably wouldn't, but we did. And we still kind of stink at business a little bit. And our hours, we've extended a little bit. So we're open every weekday now from 9 until 7, and Saturday is 9 until 5, and Sundays we're open noon until 4. And there will always be, there's somebody knowledgeable, somebody... it's funny, the people who've worked here and the young people who've worked here, they always come back and they'll help us at Grandma's Marathon Expo or they'll help us at whatever, because you kind of get a passion for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people told us that as we got into the business 17 years ago, that you'll become so passionate about it, you'll think all the other jobs were just unimportant, or it's like, this is going to be your favorite thing. And and here we are, and we just, every day is different. So we've enjoyed this.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's true. You guys are at a lot of the expos, and you guys bring shoes, too, so people can try some of those on if they happen to have the right size.
Right. If we can, we try to do that. And we go to schools as well, and we set up track teams and cross-country teams, and we used to do a lot more with basketball and whatever, but it became more of a, it was hard to do that. And kids now on their phones, they have their computers, that can check to see, oh, I see there's a 14th color of that shoe. Can I get that one too?
Uh-huh.
No, you can't. So anyway, the young people can do that a different way. But when you really need something particular for your feet and for your activity and whatever it is, we probably have it for you and can help you figure it out.
And much better than trying to buy shoes online. Yeah. I understand if you have a shoe and it kind of works, the people who could just go on, oh, it's size 9, I'll buy that. I'm like, I don't understand those feet.
I can tell you something about that too. Every once in a while you may have gotten a shoe. Let's say you got a Brooks Adrenaline from us, which is now the Brooks Adrenaline, I think it's the 18. And the 18 means it's the 18th version of this shoe. So it really, Brooks Adrenaline started about the same time we did.
Uh-huh.
So you might see, well, I got an Adrenaline 15 4 years ago. I see they're online, they're on sale for, $32 now. And if you buy that $32 shoe, keep in mind you're not getting the shoe you got originally, because if they just sit on the shelf or sit in a box, the EVA foams start to shrink.
Oh, really?
The glue pulls apart. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, but you find these great deals online, it's not a great deal. And I didn't know if I always believed this. One guy had come in, and he had gotten his shoe cheap like that. He'd found a special deal, and I said, oh, that's the old model. And I said, this is a walking shoe, and this is probably 5 years old. How long ago did you get it? Because he said, these are hurting my feet. And he said, oh, I just got them a couple weeks ago, and I got them at a Real Steel. He'd gotten a pair of shoes that was over 5 years old, put them on, thinking they were brand new, which they were brand new.
Right.
But they were new, old shoes, and didn't last but a few weeks, and he needed a new pair. And, you know, it's just, it's too bad that, well, it happens. And that's why we want to sell all our shoes before they have a birthday here. So, you know, because in 3 years, you're looking at something that's just totally wrong. And even 2 years later, it's not the same shoe. So we want to move them along and keep them fresh. And, you know, before they get to birthday,
they're on somebody's feet.
They want to do that. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never haven't thought about the shoes having expiration dates.
And speaking of expiration, that's the other, how long should a shoe last? You know, it lasts as long as it does. And if you were a runner, we tell people like 6 months. We have podiatrists who send people in and say, change your shoes every 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You might not wear the same shoe every day, though, mm-hmm. or all the time. So, you know, you have to kind of figure that out. But when your shoe is causing you some kind of grief, like your foot hurts again, or your knee hurts, or your hip hurts, or your back, it's probably your shoes. So it's time. Don't say, you know, they should still go another month. Just get new shoes. And they may go, on the other hand, they might go a year or a year and a half. And mm-hmm. some of the shoes that come in, I'm always impressed when somebody says, look up when I got these. Oh, 4.5 years ago. Wow, what else do you wear? Just these.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, some people, it just works. And, you know, you wear what you wear, and maybe you can only afford it this many times, but it's important anyway. It's like having a good bed and having good shoes. They're pretty darn important in your life.
That makes a huge difference.
Yes.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
So last question, if you're ready for this one. Do you have a healthy and or easy snack or meal that you like to, especially something that's portable? Doesn't have to be, but great if it is. Snack or meal that you like to have?
I don't know that I have a favorite, but the easy part is I go out a lot, and I go for hours at a time, especially my favorite time is the fall, getting out hiking then. It's easy for me to just take a banana and an orange and Clif Bar. And we also have tablets here that are called Noon, N-U-U-N.
And
but Noon have nutrients and they have electrolytes and whatever. And you drop one of the tablets and, you know, a quart of water or 20 ounces of water, whatever it is. And for me, it's a quart, then it's diluted a little bit.
Okay.
And so they're portable, they don't take up any space, and it's enough for me. A few nuts if I've got them, but I'm not as organized for that kind of stuff as I should be. Usually if the dogs see me putting on the right clothes, then they know it's time to go, and they have no patience. So I grab what I can, but it's a little bit of fruit and a power bar of some kind will get me through the day.
That works.
Okay.
That's a good answer. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you
so much for your time. This is fun.
Yeah.
There you have it. I hope there was some good takeaways for you in there. It was fun to sit down with Jim and get to know him and Mary a little bit more. As promised, here is some additional information. You can find them on their website, which is tortoisehairfootwear.com. You can also Google Tortoise and Hair Duluth and you will find them as well. But the actual website is tortoisehairfootwear.com. And on the website, there are some things you can buy. You can look in their inventory, as well as the classes that were mentioned. Zilch to 5K is coming up on April 12th in 2018. Those classes are on Tuesday and Thursday nights. All that information is on the website. If you look in their classes, you'll find Zilch to 5K. I highly recommend scrolling. On that page, there's more information that kind of talks about the class, talks about what the class looks like and how it's laid out and all of that fun stuff, as well as the costs and registration. And there's actually some pictures. If you want to take a look, as I scrolled down the page, the one that popped up just as I scrolled was one of my crossing of finish lines. little scary, just gotta say. But anyway, it gives you just a sense of the folks that are there and the different ranges of people that you will see. Not everybody is the tiny little person that you many times see on running pictures and all of that. Check it out, because if this is something you're kind of thinking about but you're not sure about, it's a great way to kind of see that there's a lot of different body types hanging out there. Also, to get to know Eve a little bit more, who is the coach, if you go to my website, Wellness Ren, or if you are downloading all of these, if you go back to episode 12, you will see that there was an interview from last year about Zilch to 5K. So you can learn about Eve and all of her coaching experience. Just know that the dates are incorrect. Those are for 2017. April 12th is for 2018. Thanks again to Jim and Mary for their time and also being a really great resource for all of our feet in this community, as well as being a supporter of the concept of classes and opportunities for the real beginner and helping to provide some of those options. Thank you for listening and hope to see you back here again. You can find me at wellnessren.com, wellnessren.com, also on Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren, and on iTunes. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can also leave a review if you feel so called. That would be wonderful. Be well, and here's to you finding the perfect pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Have a great day.